My name is Waldemar Dahlquist, and I'm 88.
Okay. How you feeling today?
I got a sore arm.
You got a sore arm because you broke your elbow, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. But you're getting good care over at the VA, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Where were you born?
I was born in Newell, South Dakota. Okay. At home.
At home. And what date? What date were you born?
August 7th.
Yeah. 1920. Okay. So you're about to have a birthday coming up, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So now you were born at home. What was Newell? Was that farm country then or what?
Yeah, it was farm country mostly. And home, it was homesteaded, a lot of it. Yeah, I think I was living on the land that was
homesteaded.
Yeah.
So your family had been there a while?
Probably. Yeah.
Did you go to a one-room schoolhouse?
Yep.
You did, huh?
Yep.
How was that?
It was, it had been two-room, but they cut it down to one.
Uh-huh.
But burned coal and wood for heat. And it gets pretty cold in South Dakota at times.
So it must have been pretty cold winters in school, huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay. I even tried to ride a horse to school, but because we had a barn there, but it ended up that it was colder riding than walking. So.
Because you're not moving. You're not moving.
Right? Yeah, and it's cold. It's, yeah. Everything's cold, the saddle and everything else. So
how long, was that you went there for 8 years or did it include high school?
I went to high school, that was in Newell. And the school that I went to was a Milberg school. They named them, you know, kind of the people that probably had the most kids, I don't know. But, that's where I graduated out of the eighth grade, and I graduated ninth grade out of Newell High School.
And then did you go completely through high school to the 12th year?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So after high school, this is still now before World War II. What did you do after high school?
I went to college in Brookings.
All the way over in Brookings, huh?
Yeah, well, there was no tuition, the government paid for it, it was on airplanes.
So you went to college in Brookings, what did you study?
It was the airplane stuff.
You studied engineering?
Well, yeah, it was kind of more or less engineering, and they brought in a couple old airplanes, and we had to rebuild the engine and stuff like that on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and took pistons that were pretty big. I think they got them in a shop somewhere where they had another school or something. But they was just a regular tractor, I think, probably, pistons. And had re-rigged the whole thing. It was kind of we watched it fly. It was from Minnesota. It wasn't even licensed. And because at that time, you didn't have to really have them licensed.
You could just fly?
Yeah.
The planes that you worked on, they were old planes. Were they biplanes?
Well, no. One was a new one that had been wrecked. Another plane had hit it on the top. And it kind of, they straightened it up and put on new metal. It was all wrinkled up and stuff. Yeah, it was just, one of the guys that was running it owned the thing, airplane, because he wanted to fix one up and for himself, and he did.
So now, did you finish? How long did you go to college?
This is 1 year.
1 year?
Yeah, it was just like a vo-tech.
Vo-tech school?
Well, that's kind of more or less what it was.
Okay.
And I don't know if I got any papers on it or not.
It's fine. And then you went from there to California?
Yeah, I did. I went to California and went to work for, Consolidated Airlines. They built the B-24.
And what was your job there?
Well, machine shop, mostly.
Okay.
Making jigs and things like that. And it was a lot of handwork.
So this is now towards the end of the 1930s then, right? Getting around 1940.
No, the 40s.
1940, okay.
Yeah.
So were you working there when World War II broke out?
No, I was home. That's when I went to California. After I went to school, I got a gold certificate or whatever it was, you know. So that's where I ended up in California, and that's where I went into service.
Did you volunteer? Were you drafted? What?
I was drafted. No, I guess I wasn't. Yeah, I guess I did enlist.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Yeah.
So why did you choose the Army, not the Navy or the Marine Corps?
It was the Air Corps.
You wanted to be in the Air Corps?
Yeah, that's where I went in, yeah.
So you went into the Army, Air Corps. As a result of you helping to build B-24s, they had you working on the ground crew of B-24s. Is that what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Once you got in the Army, when did you go overseas? Do you remember when you went overseas?
Yeah.
December 1943?
43.
Okay. Where did you go? Where did they send you?
Overseas, you
mean?
We went to Italy.
Italy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuji. A close Fuji.
Did you fly over on a B-24?
No.
No?
I went over on a boat.
On a boat? On a
yep.
ship? Okay. When you got to Italy then, was that no longer occupied by the Germans?
They were 7 miles east of us.
Oh, they were right there?
Yeah. Yeah.
What rank were you at this point?
Yeah, I guess I was a sergeant.
And you were on the ground crew?
Yeah.
So... What was the first thing you encountered with regard to combat? You would make sure the planes were operational to fly?
You bet.
Okay.
And run them every, pre-flight them for every mission. Checked them and run them up. And they was ready for the pilots and the crew to get bored. And they took off and then waited till he got back home.
And about how long a wait would that have been?
Well, a lot of times it was all day and sometimes it was just for 2-3 hours.
Okay.
Depend on where they was bombing and everything.
How big a, now you're in your 20s at this point, I guess, early 20s. Did you feel this was a big responsibility, making sure these planes were operational?
You bet. My plane, my original one, had over 100 hours in it. Nobody got killed until I think the end. Somebody might have. I was with the 455th Bomb Squad. It was hard to keep up with tires because we just had it'd been a wheat field. They just kind of dug it on the sides a little bit and graveled it and had big rocks in it. And with a load, them tires would, start peeling.
Right.
So You had to put new tires on it ever so often, sometimes pretty close. A lot of times we had to overhaul the engine. We done it right all outside. We wasn't like the ones in the north, like England. They had hangars. We didn't have not even one hangar.
How many men were on the crew?
Be 10, I think we called it 10, I think, or 10 or 11.
And were you in charge of the crew?
No, as far as the plane
Yeah. The
I
ground, were you in charge of the ground crew? Was there someone in particular that you were close with, or?
I had a buddy that was from Milwaukee. That's where he was from, and I did go see him, and he was a crew chief also, and well, Cassio, he was an Italian, and if every time we went off a base or went somewhere, we wanted him with us because he could talk. And he was a good instrument player too,
What did he play?
Well, he played, I think he had a,
Recording?
yeah, accordion. Could pass the time away a little bit at night, but
You used to take him with you when you went out on passes in town. What was the nearest town, do you remember?
Chattanooga was the nearest town. It wasn't much. It was just a kind of a harbor. Two German planes come over at night, and they bombed those ships. And one kid that was with us on our kind of took care of the one end of the ship. He was just a young kid, and he'd try to get do everything for us. Try to get more food and all that. But
Was he killed in the bombing?
they sunk the ships. That was in Barry Harbor.
I think you're avoiding this topic. So back to your Italian friend who took you out for wild nights on the
Yeah.
town. So when you went out to go on Liberty in town, what did you do? What did that consist of? Did you go, was there a bar? Did you go out drinking? Was there dancing? What did you do?
It was that we had a bar right on the field, right where we were. They had a bar, and we even had a barber shop. There was two kids that I don't think they was over 13 years old, and could they shave you and give you a
They were
haircut?
the barbers?
Yep.
Yeah.
The guy built a kind of a chair for him to sit in, but the only best part is only 10 or 15 cents for a haircut. It was kids, but boy, could they cut hair. There was no lie about that.
What about when you went into town? Was there a place you went to in town to go have a good time?
No, no,
No?
no. The only time we went, he went with me most of the time anyway, but he got talking to a doctor. I think he was a doctor or something. Anyway, his wife was a good cook, and we'd
The
go,
doctor's wife.
yeah. And I think he was a doctor or lawyer or something. But anyway, she really made good food to eat.
So your Italian friend got friendly with this professional person in town whose wife was a good cook, so he used to go over there to eat.
Well, we'd buy it. It wasn't cheap, but it was good, though.
Oh, so she'd cook it and you'd buy it.
Oh yeah. Well, no, they. Yeah. Well, no, we'd eat in her home.
Oh, okay. So you bought it for her to cook.
Really? Yeah. It was. A lot of times we just give her money for it, and.
Okay, so just give her money for dinner. Okay.
Yeah.
So what kind of food? Do you remember?
A lot of spaghetti.
Did it taste different than spaghetti you'd had here? Yeah.
It's altogether different.
Better?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, probably we was a little more hungry too, because you know
I know, I've been there. All
it
right, so it wasn't all combat. You had some downtime too where you could have some fun, right?
Yeah, of course you could get a pass. That's the places we used to go when we
When you what?
went on pass.
Do you remember any of these places?
Yeah. Rome there, ain't it?
So you got to go to Rome.
Oh yeah. We'd get time off. Oh, ever so often we'd get 3, 4 days, you know, kind of a, because we worked pretty steady, you know, and we did work.
So you went to Rome.
Oh yeah, I've been in Rome and I've been in Florence.
That's pretty traveled for a South Dakota kid from a farm,
Yeah, well, my buddy that I said would, I thought he might be dead by now. Him and I, we'd go. In fact, I was going across the, went across the river was there,
huh?
and went into Germany. This was after the war,
Right, right.
that part of But though we didn't have no dances and no women or nothing like that on where we was at, because we was right out in the.
You were right out there.
Yeah, we didn't have, we slept in, we had a tent. Slept in a tent.
Oh, you didn't have like barracks? You slept in a tent. How was the weather?
Well, sometimes it'd get cold and snow, and other times it was pretty nice.
So, tell me about back to your crew. George McGovern was the pilot?
Yep. Well, he was on my ship and other ships too. But I mean, yeah, he was a pilot. He got wounded a couple times. He got, I know his feet, but that's one thing I could say about my airplane. They always come home.
The planes did.
Yeah, the plane.
Even if the guys were wounded, the planes came home.
Yeah, and they never. I don't think I lost a one.
Okay. So do you remember George McGovern? Did you interact with him? How was he?
Not too much. You know, seems like the pilots and the crew, they was little, I don't know, they never seemed to go together.
They did their job and you did your job.
Yeah, that's about
Yeah.
it.
Okay. Now, you said sometimes the planes came back and they were shot up. Were any of the planes shot up pretty badly?
Oh yeah.
Tell me about that.
We had one where they had to replace all the guns because they'd fired them so they got hot. And we had one where they had to replace all the guns because they'd fired them so they got hot. And they twisted, you know. So that, and a lot of the times we had, one time we got hit in the wing and just missed the gas tank. Just by, it made a groove, you know, and it tore the cable off, tore the one so you couldn't fly it. So we had to take that all, take the tank out, and because it's it was above the filler, you know, I mean, it would leak out, so had to change all the cable in it and everything. And every once in a while you had problems with the engine, you know, they'd blow a piston or something.
Anything ever come back that was just totally unsalvageable?
No. There could have been another groups.
In your group?
No.
So did you? So when you first got there, you were stationed in Italy, 7 miles from where the Germans were. As the war progressed, did you move from there?
Oh yeah.
To where?
Well, no, I guess we didn't. No, because there was another bunch with us, so no, I guess we didn't. We just.
You stayed there, and they just flew longer missions.
Yep.
Okay.
But, well, all the missions were pretty long, because we was pretty far down south.
So you were there from 43 to 45.
Yeah.
So you were there for 2 years.
Yeah.
All over 2 years. Do you remember what your reaction was? Where do you remember where you were when you found out that the war was over, that Germany had surrendered?
I can't remember.
Okay. Do you remember what your reaction was?
I was glad to get you, but we stayed there quite a little after the because we had they had to fly them ships back home
right.
to here, and they had to get them all, you know, tuned up and
prepared.
Prepared, because we had to put the old gas tanks back. You know, they carried gas in. Between bombs in 24 for, you know, extra, but it was all, they could drop them or do anything, get rid of them if they had to. They were just sitting on, I think, about 2x4, tens or something like that across. In fact, we hauled wounded from up by Nice, France, and down to Rome, to the hospital. And we hauled them on the pad, on this wood.
On the wood that would have normally held the gasoline.
Well, yeah, the well.
Right.
Yeah.
The spare gasoline.
And then the English, they left a bunch of gas and, you know, weapons and stuff over in Germany. And so we had to fly some of that stuff over in to the base. And, well, I think they had to refine it. They spent more money trying to even had these tin cans, you know, them square tin cans, you know.
Right.
And they had gas in them. Half of them had, you know, evaporated away. So it wasn't a very money-making deal, but they did get the stuff out of there. And it was all for England.
So. All right, so the war's over, and you guys are still over in Europe. When did you come back home?
I don't know, but I can't tell you. 45.
August 45?
Huh?
August of 45.
I must have been, oh yeah, I should know. I was home for my birthday.
So do you remember how you felt when you finally got back on South Dakota ground?
Yeah, because I was buried.
You were married when he got home. You got married. You were married already.
We was married before he left.
Okay. So how'd you feel coming home to the little lady?
Well, it was quite a it was quite a party.
Yeah. Anytime I've spoken to a combat vet, they always have a lot of them have issues they carry through the years. Have you had any? Did the war affect you afterwards?
No.
Memories of the war? No?
No.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.